Random House Audio presents The Return of Depression Economics and the Crisis of 2008 by Paul Krugman. Read for you by Don Leslie. Introduction. Most economists, to the extent that they think about the subject at all, regard the Great Depression of the 1930s as a gratuitous, unnecessary tragedy. If only Herbert Hoover hadn't tried to balance the budget in the face of an economic slump. If only the Federal Reserve hadn't defended the gold standard at the expense of the domestic economy. If only officials had rushed cash to threaten banks and thus calmed the bank panic that developed in 1930 to 1931. Then the stock market crash of 1929 would have led only to a garden variety recession, soon forgotten. And since economists and policymakers have learned their lesson, no modern Treasury Secretary would echo Andrew Mellon's famous advice to liquidate labor, liquidate stocks, liquidate the farmers, liquidate real estate. Purge the rottenness out of the system. Nothing like the Great Depression can ever happen again. Or can it? In the late 1990s, a group of Asian economies, economies that produced about a quarter of the world's output and were home to two-thirds of a billion people, experienced an economic slump that bore an eerie resemblance to the Great Depression. Like the Depression, the crisis struck out of a clear blue sky, with most pundits predicting a continuing boom even as the slump gathered momentum. As in the 1930s, the conventional economic medicine proved ineffective, perhaps even counterproductive. The fact that something like this could happen in the modern world